Hey guys, Eric Peacock here with Get Fit with Eric podcast here, and we are on our hormone series. This is my last one. I'm going to talk about a human growth hormone, which is a lot of times called the fountain of youth because it does so many different things. And as we get older, we tend to produce less and less of it. And this is why you'll see a lot of Hollywood stars have reverted to doing this. And it is a powerful hormone. It does do a lot of great things. So I want to talk about some of the benefits of human growth hormone. So when we have human growth hormone in adequate or high levels, we're able to grow more lean muscle mass. It's been shown that it picks up your amino acid, your production of amino acids, which are your components of protein, which helps you keep or add more lean muscle mass, also get stronger. Because as we get older, we know a lot of times we lose muscle mass and we get weaker. And there's things we can do to prevent that. And we're going to talk about how we improve HGH or human growth hormone levels with our lifestyle. But that's one of the big reasons for it. It does also do a good job helping you get better sleep. So when you get those higher human growth hormones, you will produce more during your sleep, and that'll lead to a better quality of sleep. Human growth hormone also is important for mood. It actually can act as a natural antidepressant because it actually increases the levels of endorphins. You always think about endorphins with exercise. So human growth hormones actually increase those endorphins, and there's kind of a tie-in here to exercise that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later in the podcast. Also immunity. Stronger immunity is with higher human growth hormone levels, it benefits the immunity of the whole body because you boost your T cell and your interleukin 2 production, as well as production of antibodies. And these are primary factors in disease fighting. They lower the risk of disease and inflammation and improve the production of red blood cells and promote better overall immunity through external threats. And we know here in Minnesota during the winter, that's a big deal, as we're around people and a lot of people are sick. So it just doesn't make you bulletproof, but it definitely will improve your immunity. And when you have better immunity, even if you do get sick, you typically recover much, much quicker. Better skin and hair. Human growth hormone. A lot of times we think about youthful appearance, but it does help make your skin more elastic and contours the face better, and it thickens the skin. And it can actually help with wrinkles too. So ladies, you're probably going to like to hear this, use all those creams and stuff. So if you increase your HGH, that can help with wrinkles. It also, it helps with hair growth due to the improved thickness of the skin. Human growth hormone is also awesome for memory. It does help to repair and rejuvenate brain cells. And then the memories in the brain are, if you didn't know this, were produced via protein production. So the process of learning and intelligence require a lot of human growth hormone produced by the body or supplemented in. And I would prefer produced by the body before going to supplementation because it's really, really expensive. Also cell protection. We have heard the term antioxidants. Antioxidants basically keep you from rusting on the inside out. A lot of times we think of them in vitamins, which they are, and vitamins in certain other foods. But we also get an antioxidant effect from human growth hormone, meaning that if you think of like your cells like a nice white pristine rug, and you think about that rug sits in front of a fireplace, when those sparks come out of the fireplace and hit the rug, what happens over time, that rug starts to get worn down. Those sparks are like free radicals, which cause oxidation in the body. So all cellular protection does is put a glass case in front of the fireplace so that the sparks can't hit the rug. That's probably the best analogy I can give you, so the cells don't break down and rust. And you can see good examples of free radical damage is somebody who smoked for a lot of years. Even people that have over-exercised, like a lot of marathoners and those type of people, you'll see that they look older than they are because their body's basically kind of rusting from the inside out because there's more stress, produced in the body than the body's able to deal with, because it's really basically stress on the cells, and we have to have enough antioxidants on board to combat those free radicals that come from a big source is stress. What else we got? Increased libido. That's great, is that it does increase libido. Another thing that tends to go as we get older, improved cognitive function, thinking, it does help rejuvenate and repair neurons in the brain. So lots of good things here with human growth hormone. And then the last one I want to talk about is improved bone density. So you can actually, HGH actually stimulates the production of insulin growth factor 1 or IGF-1 by the liver. And that release in the blood contributes to the growth and increase in your bone density. So it increases more bone mass as well. So very important, especially as you get older, because we always hear about people falling, breaking their hips. And women especially are susceptible to osteoporosis. So as you can see, human growth hormones are pretty darn important hormones. So we want to talk about how do we increase it naturally. So some nice ways to try to get it naturally and spending a bunch of money and trying to go get it out on your own is high intensity exercise. So I'm going to say high intensity, that means, doesn't mean a lot of weight, but that means short rest periods, doing big movements. We talked about that last week with testosterone. Getting that heart rate up, doing high intensity type training will increase growth hormone. Adding in some supplements like L-glutamine and L-arginine can help with that. Believe it or not, laughing is another important one. We tend to get too serious and overstressed, but laughing can really dramatically help the health. So laughing also helps with HGH boost. Intermittent fasting is another one. Doing some fasting, it can help boost HGH levels. And good sleep, working on your sleep habits, you know, because your body tends to release more human growth hormone at night along with your testosterone. So sleep is really important too. And then also vitamin C is another one I didn't mention, another supplement that you can increase to help your body produce human growth hormone naturally. So this is just some ways to really get this thing going. You can do things in your lifestyle. You could look into supplementation, but it's typically very, very expensive, and it's going to be pretty hard to get any type of insurance coverage from that unless you can have a specific medical reason. So my take is that you try to do it on your own, get your body to produce its own HGH, because there are clinics that do it, and I've seen prices in the $4,000 to $6,000 per month range, and I know most people probably cannot afford that. So once again, how do we increase HGH? Because I talked about all the benefits, high intensity exercise, some supplementation, L-glutamine, L-arginine, also vitamin C. Those are some supplements that you could take if you don't think you're getting them from your diet, which a lot of people are just not. Laughing, you know, having, you know, not taking life too seriously, intermittent fasting, and good sleep. Those are the things that we want to do to get our human growth hormone up. So this is kind of a shorter podcast, but human growth hormone is an important hormone, along with testosterone, along with cortisol, along with insulin. Those are four that I covered over the last four series. If you haven't listened to the other ones, go back and listen to the other podcasts. But we just try to keep this as simple as possible. But one of the big things for changing your body is not just, you know, calories in, calories out, and working out all the time. It's really doing things to stimulate those hormones that can really send the messages and help your body do what you want it to do. You know, if those hormones are out of whack or they're not in sufficient amounts, even if you're working hard, it's going to be pretty hard to see the results you want. So you want to be hormonally minded. So that's my podcast for this week. Look for next week. We're going to have an interview with a successful client. It's always great to have testimonials on our podcast because people can hear kind of what they went through and how they got to where they are. But thanks for being on. And as always, shoot me any questions if you have any.